Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
We had a game 7 last night, Keith.
Oh, the two best words in all of sports.
Not exactly the full-blown drama I was hoping for in that game.
No.
Doesn't help when...
out the window early.
The biggest player on the other side gets hurt.
Yeah.
Which certainly is worth discussing. We piled on quite a bit with the Celtics in their path a year ago. At least I did. They weren't going through healthy teams, plural. This was 6-plus games of Tyrese Halliburton before he officially got knocked out. But that's a big factor in Oklahoma City winning that game and ultimately winning their first NBA championship last night.
Well, he was even banged up in game 5, too, right? Like, so Halliburton...
he was, but he came back out. He played 6. Yeah, he started 7. He played well in game 6. So, yeah, I mean, at least he was out there.
He was off to a good start, too, last night.
He was off to a very good start last night.
He's not really, like, the marksman from 3, but he was 3-for-4 from 3. He had 9 points in 7 minutes, and then hurts his Achilles, and he's out. And you're like, oh, boy. And, like, maybe if the game was in Indiana, you'd say, all right, these guys can kind of rally around that for, like, 3 quarters. Yeah. But you're like, no, it just didn't feel like it was going to happen.
No. So Oklahoma City wins. And I would say it was not very convincing. Like, SGA, I thought, was horrible in that game last night. I mean, I had a lot of assists, I guess, but I thought SGA was horrible.
He's just bricking shots.
Terrible. Yeah. Like, the shots were so bad.
It was like Kobe in that game against the Celtics that one year. And they still won, but he just couldn't throw it in the ocean.
What did he – was he 8-for-27? Yeah. 8-for-28?
He was 8-for-27. He was 2-of-12 from 3.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I
got to the free throw line, though, as he does.
Of course he did. Yeah. Some of us needed one more point out of him last night, so that missed free throw loomed pretty large.
Yeah, that stings.
You know, I didn't think he was that great. I didn't think Oklahoma City was overwhelmingly impressive, and yet, I think they won a combined 84 games this year, which is some of the most in the history of the sport. They won 68 in the regular season, all-time defensive team, all-time scoring differential, and it feels like they could potentially be on the cusp of a dynasty. So I don't know how much stock you put in this team and the way they won and how impressed you were with them. I'm trying to kind of square those two things away, where I, for stretches, was not impressed with how they played in the postseason. Like, they swept, was it Memphis in round 1? I didn't even think they looked good.
They had the first game they won by like 100 points.
Yeah.
And then after that, they had like, they were down
30 like, in one of those games. And had to come back and win. I didn't think they played great against Memphis. The Denver series, I didn't think they looked good. Then they smashed Minnesota. And I'm like, okay, they figured it out. And I thought they were shaky in the finals against Indiana. So I'm trying to square those two things away where they're young. Even though I think he's a little overrated, they have the MVP in SGA. He was the scoring champ. Finals MVP and league MVP. He's one of, I think, 4 players to do that, at least since 1970. It's Kareem, or, you know, Lou Alcindor at the time. Jordan did it a bunch, 4 times, and then Shaq as well. So he's on that kind of list, and they're young. I mean, he's 26, I think. Jalen Williams is 23. Chet Holmgren is in his early 20s. They have a million draft picks. Like, I'm trying to square all of it away, where they had an awesome regular season. It was more difficult than I thought it should have been in the postseason, but now they've won. Now they're champs. They're young with a million picks. can this team be the next dynasty?
I mean, I guess they can be. I mean, they have everything kind of lined up as far as their young guys are concerned. I have kind of switched on maybe there's just so much talent in the NBA and there aren't the super teams anymore that each year you're going to have sort of new contenders sort of emerge. And I had always written off, oh, there hasn't been back-to-back champs because COVID or Kawhi or like all the different reasons why the teams wouldn't do it. It was like the last run of the Warriors, all these different things. But then Giannis doesn't do it and doesn't get close again. Jokic doesn't do it and hasn't really gotten super close to it. The Celtics did it, then they couldn't do it this year. They're not going to win it again next year. So, like, I would take the field over the Thunder next year. And then that doesn't even get into the issue that the Celtics are now dealing with, that at some point the Thunder will be. Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren right now don't make a lot of money. So if you look at like the top guys, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is making good money, but not that supermax type of money yet. After that, you have a bunch of guys on very manageable contracts. So everybody looks at them and they're like, oh, you're set up forever. You have all these picks and you have all these cheap deals. Well, Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren pretty soon are going to be making monster money. And then like, how does the rest of your roster look like? And then can you even use those picks to get really good players? Because then you're going to be paying a ton of money. So I'm interested now in this whole second apron thing. I'm not less interested in the details of that, but more so how can teams have sustained success when their young, good players eventually make $50, $60 million a year?
And I'm interested, right, because we're watching it on the one side with the Celtics, who now are going to take a year off. You know, Jason Tatum, I don't expect him to compete for a championship. I do expect them to be in the mix in the playoffs and, you know, 50 wins next year and, you know, a home round in the postseason. Like, I expect them to be a top four seed next year. So I expect that, but not a true championship contender. So the Celtics are going to be off for a year. Can Oklahoma City do it? Can they do what the Celtics couldn't do? Do they need to do any retooling? Can they afford everybody? That's not exactly a big market team, which is why I find that question to be interesting. Are they a budding dynasty? Can they do what the Celtics couldn't? You guys can discuss at 617-779-7937. Real quick, we do have some news from the Bruins, though. Did you see this?
Bruins news. No, I didn't. What do you got?
Mason Lori. Some call him Minus Lori.
Yeah, that's unfair.
2 years, $3.2 million. They worked out a contract with him. Was he an RFA? I should know this off the top of my head.
That sounds right, yeah.
But so they got him on a new two-year deal, which honestly, bunch of defensive gas out of him last year. And, you know, a player who's not very good in his own end. I do think he's a promising young player for the Bruins, and that's not a bad cap hit at all. $3.2 million, that seems like a fine deal.
One of the best Sweeney draft picks he's ever had.
Marco Sturm getting it done. Already. Sweeney.
Guys do want to play here.
Sweeney and Neely back on top.
Great get.
So there you go.
Minus is back.
Minus Lori has been inked up. I noticed in the press release they don't have his plus minus here, so let me get that for you.
It's minus a lot. It was staggering. Like, you thought it was a fake minus.
They gave a lot of numbers in there.
Did you see it?
His plus minus, unfortunately, was not a part of it. No, hang on. I'm getting it.
You got to find it because it's
that's a real number?
It's a lot of scrolling.
That's his career.
What?
Is minus.
Oh, I see. Minus 43 is what I see for this year, yeah.
Which?
Not great.
Do you want to know where that ranked in the NHL?
If it's not last, I'd be stunned.
It is last, and specifically 922nd. So there were 921 hockey players with a better plus-minus.
Who was 921, just out of curiosity?
Believe it or not, Tyler Bertuzzi.
Ah.
Yeah.
How about that?
He was a minus 39.
Ooh, I liked Tyler Bertuzzi when he was here.
Yeah. There's actually some good players on this list.
Well, so this is the one. Like, I mean, obviously, he had an extremely terrible plus-minus.
You got to be out there a lot to rack up that kind of minus.
But it's like, okay, but plus-minus is – I'm not saying it's meaningless. It's not a meaningless stat. I cite it. I think it's important, but – it can be misleading because guys who are on bad teams are going to have bad plus minuses. Guys who are on good teams are going to have good plus minuses. But even on a bad team, he had an extreme plus minus. You never want to be
Lou
dead
Dort
last.
Was a plus 12 last night. The Dorcher Chamber.
Yeah,
he put some guys in the Dorcher Chamber.
Looking good. So anyway, there you go. That's Mason Lori. 2 year deal. I'm on board with
Congrats.
The deal, but I'd like him to not be 922nd in plus minus next year.
Yeah,
if that's even in the range of outcomes.
It is low, but he's a young guy, so that's fine.
I would appreciate that. Getting back to Oklahoma City for a moment. Again, what intrigues me is can they do what the Celtics couldn't? Because I don't think just magically we're not going to have back-to-back champs anymore. I know that's not what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it's going to happen.
But like, we're in this era of parity Oklahoma City seems well set up to deal with it, but I thought the Celtics were well set up to deal with it. I thought Denver was well set up to deal with it the year prior, and I was wrong on both those counts. So we'll see where it goes. They're going to have to battle complacency. They're going to have to figure out the math to all of it to make the salaries work. I think most of those guys are extension eligible on that team or will be shortly. So all of a sudden, those numbers are going to skyrocket. Can you afford to keep around pieces like Hartenstein and Caruso, or you got to look at peeling guys like that off the roster? I do think they're well situated for it because they're young, and I think one of the challenges they have that the Celtics didn't, they're in a way tougher conference. You're going to have to deal with a much tougher road than the Celtics would have had to deal with, but I do think they're well situated for it. That said, they went through Denver in round two, which I didn't think was easy. That's an ex-champion, and...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The guy who probably should have been the MVP on the other side. They went through Minnesota, who was a conference finalist a year ago, and back in the Western Conference Finals this year as well. So I think their path out of the West wasn't easy. They did get the Indiana Pacers, who, good team,
tough
but
team.
Not an overwhelmingly talented team, and their most talented player
got hurt
in Game 7.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, how much do we look at their path and poke holes in that like we did with the Celtics a year ago?
Yeah, I think their path was honestly, it wasn't facing the Celtics in the end, right? But I'm not going to freak out about that because they did have, they did face Jokic, who I know the Nuggets maybe underachieved a little bit, but he had an unbelievable year, and that's a team that has already won. And so one of the things was similar to the Celtics a few years ago. You're like, all right, you haven't done it yet. So it's one thing to kind of roll through the regular season. What's it going to look like in the playoffs? And that's a real team. You went to a Game 7, so that everything there is pressure moments, and they were able to win that. And then, you know, Anthony Edwards gets a lot of credit, and they made Anthony Edwards look pretty bad.
Their
defense was really good. They won that series pretty convincingly. And then their first crack at it, I thought they might be, prior to them facing the Pacers and knowing it was the Pacers, they might be the team like the Celtics were when they faced the Warriors, where you're like, they might be the better team, but do they need to lose one first?
Right.
LeBron lost one first. Durant lost one first. A bunch of guys have gotten to the finals, lost.
I mean, Tatum.
Come back. Yeah, Tatum, Shaquille O'Neal, like a bunch of guys have done it. But now they were just so much more talented, I feel like, than the Pacers. And even though they went to 7, they were able to get it done. But yeah, I feel
seven.
Last year, the Celtics, same thing. At this time last year, we said every player of consequence is under contract for next year. And yeah, like the monkey's off their back for winning, but can they be the first team in a while to repeat? We were calling out all the different things that might motivate them, which none of it mattered.
Didn't work.
Same thing with the Thunder. You look at the Thunder and you say, all right, they are now the team to beat. Everyone's going to circle the Thunder. Every player of consequence is back. Are all those guys good with their roles? Does anybody want a little bit more? Does money start to get involved with some of this stuff? Because just on paper, they're going to be pretty overwhelming favorites for next year. Now, my guess is most of the title winners were the preseason favorite to win it again.
Definitely the Celtics.
In Vegas. Celtics,
yep.
No doubt.
Yep.
They're plus 220 to win. The next, you won't even take a guess at who the next team is, let alone what the odds are.
Yeah, so hang on. So the favorites in the East, I know the East standings, the favorites in the East or the East odds are, I think, Cleveland and New York. I don't think it's either of those two teams. So let me keep talking my way through it.
Houston?
I was just going to say, is it Houston now they have Durant?
Houston's jumped all the way up to fourth. It actually is those two teams you mentioned.
Oh, it's Cleveland and the Knicks are two and three?
Yeah. So part of me is like, the Thunder won't win. Give me the field. But then you're like, you're telling me Cleveland and New York are the next teams?
And then factor in the field. Tatum's out next year. Halliburton's now out next year. Not that I necessarily expected the Pacers to be back. Yeah. But it's like, okay, so now the field you're talking about two all-NBA guys aren't even going to be playing next year.
I know. This is shaping up pretty nicely, actually, for the Thunder, because after the Cavs and the Knicks, then you have the Rockets with their big trade that they swung. Then they have four teams tied for fifth at 14-1 odds. It's insane. It's the Pacers, the T-Wolves, the Celtics still, and the Lakers. Like, no. Like, it's going to have to be somebody else. Maybe it's Jokic. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there's another trade that hasn't happened yet that'll throw it off.
Oh, I'm sure there
will
be.
Obviously, the Rockets trade, that changes the dynamic there. I wouldn't bet on the Rockets. I like Udoka, but I wouldn't bet on the Rockets after this.
No. You just said this a million times when we were talking about the Celtics, and should they get in on Durant, and we can get back to that coming up, but... Yeah, I mean, Durant couldn't even figure out a way to get to the playoffs.
With Booker.
A year ago with
Devin Booker. Now who is he playing with? Booker.
So,
well, Seguin's good, but
that
still.
makes it difficult.
Are Steph and Jimmy back for the Warriors?
Yes. Yeah, they are.
They were one of the best teams in the Western Conference after the trade deadline last year. I'm kind of shocked they're not up there.
Yeah, they're 22-1. They're way down.
Yeah, so they
Speaking
should
be, of a team they missed, they the should be higher Thunder than missed Steph and the Warriors.
Yeah, they didn't have to face them.
Because Steph got hurt.
So look, so I think when it comes to, oh, I see what you're saying. Right, they didn't even advance because that happened. Fair. I just think if you want to say the Thunder won a game because Halliburton got hurt, you're probably right. I mean, if Halliburton's healthy, who knows how that game goes? I think that's fair to point out. Comparing it to the Celtics path a year ago to me is a little bit of a joke, and you started to illustrate that, Keith. It's like the first three rounds, they went against teams without their best player for multiple games. This was part of one game. And again, Halliburton was dinged up prior, but he played in all those other games.
I think
he played in six-plus games of the series. And they had to go through an MVP and a former champion in Jokic. They had to go through Anthony Edwards, second team All-NBA, and a team that was in the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row. Even the Pacers, a much more formidable foe than the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, the Pacers have been to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals and were in their first NBA Finals with this group. They went in 2000 or whatever it was against the Lakers. But, yeah, this is a way more difficult path.
I mean, they did lose seven games in the playoffs. The Celtics only lost three. Last year, right? So, like, they did make it look easier. It was easier, but they also made it look easier, right? Well, they never got pushed. Never lost two games in a series.
The Celtics had a more dominant playoff run, true.
Yeah.
But they also had a way easier, like, a borderline historically easy path. That doesn't mean take the banner away, but that's fair to point
out.
Just like it's fair to point out no Halliburton last night. Like, no Halliburton for a game seven is a massive thing to point out and just say, and it's factual, just say, well, yeah, the Thunder won a championship, but...
Yeah,
the best player on the other side got hurt, you know, in early on in the deciding game. Like, that's a massive, massive thing to point out.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, going back to the Raptors beating the Warriors. Now, not to that extreme, but like no Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Raptors still win a title. You know, you go back to when that year the Cavs beat the Warriors, Draymond Green got suspended. Like, there are definitely times where, like, you're not playing the team with their full complement of players. That's the way it goes. Like, that's also part of the grind of it. That's why it's not a one-off. Like, it's a best-of-seven series. But, yeah, I mean, OKC, it's funny. Initially, I would have said, no, they're not going to repeat. But then June 23rd, you're like, it's not going to be the Cavs or the Knicks.
Okay, now Shams has promised us a crazy offseason, one of the craziest in the history of the sport.
We're off to a good start.
It is off to a good start. So, right, the landscape could change. But I'm with you. Sitting here looking at it today.
Yeah.
Who's going to take them down? Like, who's that team going to be?
Maybe themselves. maybe a mirror match.
Maybe this is what people said a lot about the Celtics. Yeah. You know, maybe just egos get in the way, or they have to make financial decisions, or hell. I mean, Chet Holmgren may not be healthy in the playoffs next year.
He might break a pelvis again.
He was hurt for the regular season. He was healthy for the postseason. So that's a big, big wild card there. For Halliburton, just a gut-wrenching injury and spot. It really does stink because I wanted to watch anyway, an entertaining close game. And even though the Pacers hung in that game longer than I thought, like, McConnell kept him in the game in that third quarter.
He's tough. But if it's like under 10 in the fourth quarter and Halliburton's out there, you're like, hey, listen, this happened before. It could happen again.
They even still kind of came back. What were they down? 20-something? Yeah, yeah. They cut it below 10 at one point in time. So they even still kind of came back without Halliburton. With him, they definitely wouldn't have been out of the game. And you can't shut it off when they're down 10 because he can shoot their way right back in. So that was a gut-wrenching injury. I give him credit for trying to play through the calf strain that he played through. Mm-hmm. I heard Windhorst either last night or this morning, I forget which, but he said something like there were 23 calf strains in the NBA this year. 22 guys wound up missing time. Halliburton's the only guy who tried to play through it, and maybe to his own detriment, he got himself hurt and popped his Achilles.
Yeah.
But, you know, on some level, I respect the toughness there for sure, but he's going to be out just like Tatum's going to be out next year, which changes a lot of things landscape-wise in the East.
For sure. And then flip side, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander kind of caps off one of the great NBA seasons of all time. You know, I mean,
bad game seven, but I know what you're saying.
But he caps it up, but still, it's going to look back. Yeah, as we go further away from game seven, it's less about his shooting.
MVP, finals MVP.
Yeah, and obviously champion, right? I mean, almost every finals MVP, with the exception of Jerry West, is a finals winner. But this is the list of guys that were, I think, regular season MVP and finals MVP in the same year. In addition to him, LeBron, Jordan, Bird, Duncan, Shaq, Hakeem, Magic, Moses, Kareem, and Willis Reed.
Yeah.
okay.
And again, if you add the scoring champ on top of it, it's an even shorter list. It's him, it's Shaq, it's Lou Alcindor, it's Jordan, who did, I think, four times. That's it.
It's nuts.
So, I mean, in that way, it is one of the more dominant seasons in history. That said, I do get people who are like, I don't even like watching him play.
I do not. It's not
as bad as Harden, but it is
honestly,
getting there. It's getting there.
Yeah, I could be crazy on this. I feel like Harden, like good James Harden, at least there's more threes flying in. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of the same dribble.
I was a Harden defender for a long time, but the game was cheap. SGA's game is cheap.
Yeah, no, it is. And I still don't think he's the best player in the league. I don't know if he's the second best player in the league.
Shouldn't have been the MVP. I mean, I'm with you on that.
Jokic is a better player.
SGA was legitimately horrible last night, at least scoring the basketball. Again, getting his teammates involved, good. But
a lot of assists, yeah.
Just no conscience, shoot it. But he had so many assists, but he also took a million shots. I can't even say it was an unselfish game out of him. He felt selfish with the ball.
Yeah.
And no, they're just, especially when Halliburton went down, there was a huge margin for error for that team. So can they do what the Celtics couldn't? Are they the next dynasty in the NBA? And who do they even have to really deal with? We saw a significant trade go down. Kevin Durant, now a member of the Houston Rockets. Should the Celtics have been in on Durant now that we see what he went for? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.